ABC Radio Australia. There's been a spike in drownings in Fiji in recent weeks, bringing water safety to the forefront as children and families head into school holidays. The police say 31 people have drowned this year, up from 25 over the same period in 2019, with 8 deaths in the last 3 weeks alone, and many of the victims have been young children. Let's Swim Fiji, funded by Australia's Department of Foreign Affairs, is a grassroots program that sets out to teach children and adults the basics of swimming and water safety. To tell us more, we're joined by Fiji Swimming Operations Manager Teresa Chirden, who's also oversees Let's Swim Fiji. Bula Teresa.
Bula down.
Teresa, firstly, to have 8 drownings in just 3 weeks feels like a really high number. What do you make of it?
That is really shocking, and we're really sad about what has happened. We're trying our best to reach out to the communities and through the schools and our community work, but yet this still happens over and over again, and most of these drownings happen out of ignorance and negligence.
And in Fiji, is it common for both kids and adults to not know how to swim?
It is common, but in Fiji, the mindset here is that swimming is not really that important. It is it's just like, oh, we know how to swim, with a little bit of doggy paddle and just keeping afloat. And to them, that's just knowing how to swim. And we're trying to change that mindset where we're saying that it is important that all children learn at least water safety messages, water safety, be water smart, and learn at least the basic skills of swimming or floating at the least.
And so if the mindset is that they don't think it's that important, which is quite surprising considering Fiji and other Pacific Island nations are obviously surrounded by water and the ocean, what about techniques that can be used to save themselves when they're in trouble? Is there knowledge about that?
Yes, so that all comes in when we do our learn to swim classes or our swimming classes with schools. We teach them how to float. Floating is one of the first things that we teach them, and why we teach them, we explain to them, just in case they're pushed into the water or they get carried away, at least they could flip and just float till help comes. But again, like I said, we're trying our best to reach out to communities, and the mindset some of the people just don't think that it's important.
And outside of Fiji itself, across the wider Pacific, is it similar, that same sort of mindset that it's not important to know how to swim?
I can't speak outside of Fiji. I only can speak for Fiji. Mostly people we've talked to in the communities have said that they've learned swimming by being, you know, just thrown into the deep end and then trying to get back to the boat or to the shore. And we're trying to change all that as well.
And so in that trying to change that, what are some of the things that you're trying to educate people about?
We're trying to educate people about the water safety aspects and being water smart, in the sense that when it's rainy weather, you do not go out to swim. Keep an eye on the kids. If they're going swimming, please have a buddy system where you go with somebody else. We're also trying to encourage facility holders to ensure that their pool attendants / lifeguards are up to date on their professional development skills in terms of saving somebody with CPR.
And it was reported, actually, that at least one of the recent drownings was a teenage boy at the Olympic pool in Suva. Do you know if there would have been a lifeguard on duty at that pool?
Yes, there were pool attendants on deck at that incident. And what happened was that the boy apparently had jumped in, and he got out and he was playing along the side, and then he jumped in again. And the friends he were with, and this is what I heard again, said that, oh, he likes to do that. He likes to stay underwater for a long time. And then they realized that he wasn't coming up. So by the time they went down to get him up, obviously they tried applying CPR, but that didn't work.
Yeah, that's sadly really tragic. Do you know if lifeguards at public pools is something that is required by law in Fiji?
That I can't speak on. Well, yes, lifeguards are essential and should be part of facilities like pools, but in Fiji, we don't have lifeguards, we have pool attendants.
You're currently in the town of Lambasa. It's not a coastal town, but it is on a major river. And it was reported that a two-year-old died in the Nakama River earlier this year. And you're currently running training for teachers and community youth. What are you hearing from people in the community about the importance of water safety?
Well, with the workshop that we've had for the past 2 days with the teachers and the community youth workers, they didn't realize how important swimming was until they attended the course. They just thought that, you know, it was something to pass time with because they come from other sports and they come from communities. They didn't think at all about swimming. They just knew that swimming was like a leisure thing that you just go and have a good time by the side of the water or play around. Until they went through it and we took them through the practicals of basic rescue skills and swimming, the basic swimming skills, then they realized how important it was, and they're all keen to start swim programs in their schools here.
Well, that's really good news. And obviously, over the radio, we can't exactly teach people how to swim, but because of COVID shutdowns, I know you were holding online courses for trainers. Do you have any basic tips for parents or kids listening about water safety?
Just be water smart and just make sure that you know where your children are. If they're going to a pool facility, ensure that there is an adult. And when I mean adult, 18 plus and not a 13 or 14-year-old taking your younger siblings to the pool. And just making sure that, you know, you tell them to be, you know, not to go out into the deep and just all those water safety messages that need to come through to them.
And for people who are in Fiji, if they want to get in touch or find out more about how to stay safe, what can they do?
They can email us on our email address or send us a message on Facebook on the Let's Swim page and on the Fiji Swimming page, and we can direct them to the instructors where they can liaise with for their swim lessons.